KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. ABC News can project President Biden and former President Trump will win their party's primaries tonight in Georgia and Mississippi. There's also a primary in Washington and a Republican caucus in Hawaii. With the delegates he's won so far, Mr. Biden is also now the presumptive Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden making it official. Democratic voters really didn't have many options in this primary process, but he ended up clinching about as quickly as he could have.
ABC's political director Rick Klein. President Biden with the president and prime minister of Poland at the White House today, saying the nations are in lockstep on defense aid to Ukraine.
Because as Poland remembers, Russia won't stop Ukraine. Putin will keep going, putting Europe, the United States, and the entire free world at risk, in my view.
The visit also marks Poland's 25 years of NATO membership. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at an all-time high. This is ABC News. The Uvalde police chief, who was on vacation during the Robb Elementary School shooting, has submitted his resignation. Federal safety investigators have reviewed new details on the fatal 2022 mid-air collision at a Dallas air show.
The person in charge of an air show like Wings Over Dallas is the air boss who guides the planes through their maneuvers.
Nice job, fighters. You're coming through first.
The NTSB has found that some of those maneuvers had not been discussed before the show. As two World War II era planes made a turn,
Dios mio!
They collided, killing the five people aboard the B-17 bomber and the pilot of a P-63 King Cobra. A final ruling on the cause of the disaster is still months away. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A Florida man who fell off a sailboat was bitten by a crocodile, not an alligator, in the Everglades. That's according to the National Park Service, which says the bite happened Sunday as the man was trying to swim ashore. The Everglades is the only place where American crocs and alligators coexist. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The recall attempt against Wisconsin's most powerful Republican lawmaker has come up short. Organizers of a push to oust Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned in 14,000 signatures Monday, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday determined not enough of them come from the district Voss was elected in. Commissioners are asking the state Supreme Court for clarity. Tick season is beginning early this year. The state health department and experts from the University of Wisconsin in Madison began looking for ticks last month. They say that about half of the adult deer ticks they found carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Ticks can become active as soon as temperatures are above 40 degrees and the snow has melted. Experts say that it's too early to say if this year's tick season will be longer than usual or if more ticks will be carriers of Lyme disease compared to other years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. More background on how the Packers running back Aaron Jones ended up signing with the Minnesota Vikings. According to ESPN, the Packers asked Jones and his agent Drew Rosenhaus to take a pay cut down to $6 million a year. When Jones turned down that offer last Friday, the team informed him over the weekend they would be moving on to find his replacement. The best offer Jones then received was $7 million a year from the Vikings. The Packers have re-signed defensive back and kick returner Keyshawn Nixon to a new deal, 3 years worth 18 $18 million. They are also bringing back defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. A year ago, the Packers released defensive lineman Dean Lowry. He signed a two-year deal with Minnesota worth $8.5 million. However, the Vikings released him today. Safety Jonathan Owens has decided to sign with the Chicago Bears. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs under the lights tonight in Mesa, Arizona. The Bucks are in Sacramento against the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and mild. Highs low 60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday. Highs mid-40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday. Highs right around 50 degrees. Currently at 62 degrees.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'm going to be joined by judicial candidate Rochelle Johnson Bent, talking about why your local trial court judges are important to you.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
And now, welcome back. Hour number two of Nightlight kicking off. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, where we are talking about the Oscars and Girl Scout cookies and all kinds of stuff. The entire Krieger family's distaste for coconut. Boy, as gorgeous as it was out today, it's still weird to hear the Brewers playing the Cubs. I can't get used to that. It's just not, it seems way too early. Hey, Rob Thomas is here. Rob, thanks for sticking around a little bit longer.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, my pleasure. I think, you know, in the spirit of Barbie happening, because it was something from our childhood with the doll, we got to think of a great idea for Girl Scout cookies. I'm sure there's a movie there. I don't know what we do, but I think we're just the guys to do it.
You know, they're probably taking pitches right now, right?
Like, probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are.
Or like a strawberry shortcake thing where each cookie is its own character.
Right.
And the Tagalog mad nobody buys them. So they, yeah, there's something there.
Yeah, it's the trefoils.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling will play the, this is interesting. They've changed a lot of the names. And I was just looking at this over the break and people are upset. And there's, I found this comment who wrote into a newspaper. She says, I'm outraged. Yes, outraged that Girl Scout cookies have new names. Samoas are now Caramel Delights. Do-si-dos are peanut butter sandwiches. Tagalongs are peanut butter cookies. And I think I'm saying this right. Trefoils are the shortbreads. So people need to be upset.
Yeah, that's definitely right now, that's the thing I'm most concerned about.
Right.
I mean, I will say I like the cute names better than just like the descriptive names. I will agree with that, but like I think I can find a way to get over that.
Yeah. I could not agree more. And this is, we got a text here from the 818. Bridget says she likes, and this is what got me started, trefoils. And I hadn't heard that in a long time, but Bridget is, I guess, pulling that from her past or something, because I don't think they've been called that for a long time. But trefoils is the other one. So.
And which ones are those?
Those are shortbread. I think just the shortbread, nothing fancy.
Oh, okay. They're kind of the Girl Scout logo. Is that right? Am I thinking that right?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can, you know, I can go old school. That's good.
Yeah.
So back to the Oscars briefly, Rob. Is there anything you would change? Like, if you were in charge of what movies won, what do you think should have gotten more love? Or would you not change anything?
Well, the one thing, well, I don't know about a movie. I mean, I think I was pretty happy with that list. You know, the one thing, and this was kind of alluded to, so I read that in a couple years, there's going to be a new category for best casting. Which is,
oh yeah, I heard that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
which I don't Yeah, I don't know how you would judge that. Like, but
anyway, right.
But the one I thought of and or people talked about is there should be a best stunt category for sure.
Yeah.
Like there, and there was even kind of the one montage that last night was a stunt category, and I would love to see, you know, especially with John Wick and Mission Impossible and all those, and like there should be a best stunt or best stuntman category or something like that. If you're gonna have best sound mixing, you should have best stunts. I'm sorry.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Although I think Tom Cruise would probably win best stunt, and that would tick people off too. So.
Well, yeah, yeah. But you know, John Wick could give him a run for his money, I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm with you too. I like the casting, but I don't know how they would do it, but like maybe ensemble. I always thought it would be a fun category, best bit part or very small role that's memorable. Honestly, because, and I'm thinking purely what gave me the idea for this was like in the late 90s, the movie The Insider came out and Bruce McGill played an attorney in a Southern courtroom going after big tobacco. And he was on screen for like 2 minutes and I don't think we saw him again. He was so good.
Yeah. I remember that scene. He's screaming at the guy. Wipe that
He's
smile.
Phenomenal.
Off your face.
Yeah. And it's like, he was probably the best actor in that whole film.
Yeah.
And he had very limited screen time. So
maybe it could be called the best supporting actor category.
The best barely on screen.
That's
award,
right. 2 minutes or less. Yeah.
Express right.
Express lane acting. Yeah.
That's hilarious. What did you think of Ariana Grande's outfit? Did you see that?
I didn't really pay attention, honestly. Yeah, I think I zoned out. I think she was there with, I can't remember who the other person was. But yeah, I kind of zoned out on her. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. That's something I normally wouldn't really pay attention to, but it so just leapt out at you. She looked like a piece of bubble yum.
Oh, really? I mean,
oh my gosh, these big sleeves. It looked like she like parasailed into the Oscars. It was crazy. But I'll leave the fashion talk there since you don't know what
I'm
trying
to think
about.
If anybody was, you know, there was no Bjork Swan outfit that I saw, you know, nothing that distinctive.
I will say I don't, the new fashion for men, I never liked the guys with the skinny pant suits with the flood pants and then the big elk shoes. I never understood that. But at the Oscars, guys were wearing this look like, they look like mom jeans with bell bottoms on the men. And I'm like, what on earth?
What?
I mean, noticed that. It was terrible.
Well, I think, and definitely we're the two guys to be talking about fashion. No question about that. But I think big pants are in now. Like I think that's the latest thing is like big pants. So maybe that's the mom jeans is part of that.
I guess.
But yeah. I mean,
maybe we need a song like tight pants. I got my big pants on.
That's right.
Big, yeah. Yeah, you're right. We're like the jeans and button down jeans guy. We're the ones that should be discussing.
Critiquing.
Yeah, exactly. Just to go back to Dune 2 for a second, you mentioned that it kind of wrapped up and he kind of became the bad guy. Did we talk about this already? How some of these actors like Javier Bardem and Austin Butler, like Austin Butler, I didn't even know that was him. And he was such a good, creepy bad guy, you know, and he was on hardly at all.
Yeah. I mean, and that cast was huge. Like they got which is probably very smart, was they got every, like hot actor under 30, like
right.
Well, Zendaya, Timothy Chalamet, obviously, but then Florence Pugh was in it, and she's the Emperor's daughter, and Anna Taylor Joy from the Furiosa, she was like in it for like a minute as like the unborn child, unborn sister of Timothy Chalamet, I think, was her role. And
Right. We did talk about this, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they just like, I mean, I guess that's how you do it. You just get everybody you can to your movie. Yeah.
If they'll do it, why not? Yeah. Hey, so I want to ask you one more thing, Rob. You had an article, as usual, great work in the Capital Times, but about a documentary, I think it was called Bad River. Can you tell
us
about that?
Yeah, that's really opening cool. Friday, I think, in a bunch of theaters around Wisconsin. I know it's in Madison at AMC. It's a documentary about the Bad River Band and their fight against the Enbridge pipeline, which I think people have read. I know I'd read headlines about it and seen it, but I don't think I really understood it until I watched the documentary. And then the other thing is, it's a very lively documentary. It's not sober at all. It has a really, it's very fast moving. It has a lot of, you know, the soundtrack has some hip hop on it from indigenous artists. Mm-hmm. And then it has like these two narrators. One is Edward Norton, great actor. And he like gives sort of the official recount of what happened and goes into Native American history and how they've been exploited by the government. And then this actress whose name I forget, but she was on Reservation Dogs. She gives kind of like the tribe's viewpoint. And it's sort of like a conversation, almost like an argument where two different sides of the same story. So it's, and it's like a fairly short, like an under 90 minute documentary. There's a lot of information packed in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I thought you interviewed the director and it's really good. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you read about, and I'm like, oh, I have to see this. Now I just have to remember to watch it. I'm sure it won't play where I live, but I'll keep an eye out for it on streaming.
I think it's playing in more it's playing in like AMC theaters, and I think a bunch of them. So at least around Wisconsin. So Friday, check your Fandango or whatever and see if it's near you. Yeah,
for sure. Hey, Wisconsin Film Festival coming up. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, they released the schedule last week. A lot of new movies. Speaking of holdovers, Alexander Payne, the writer director, is coming to do a 20th anniversary screening of Sideways, one of my favorite movies. And then I think he's showing Holdovers the next night. And then the thing I'm really excited about is there was this movie in the 50s called The Tingler, like a horror movie. And it was filmed in what they called, Percepto, where they make the seats. They made the seats tingle like buzz. So they're installing the seats in the theater for the film festival with these buzzers. So that it's, isn't that a great idea? Yeah.
That it's is like
better than 3D. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that should be a lot of fun. Yeah.
I saw also, speaking of Alexander Payne, they're making a sequel to Election. Have you seen that?
I know there's a book. I didn't know they were making a movie out of it.
Yeah. And it's something Tracy Flick.
Can't win, I think. Tracy Flick can't win. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And I'm like, I'm so excited to see what they do with her character. And I'm really hoping Matthew Broderick does the film too. That's one of my all time favorite comedies.
Is Reese Witherspoon doing it? Is that
she is, yeah. She's
that's cool. Yeah. I definitely want to see that. That is a great, great movie. Yeah.
We'll have to go see that together, buddy. We got to pal around more.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks so much for your time tonight, Rob. Always fun catching up. And keep up the great work at the Capital Times.
Thanks, Pete. It was great talking to you.
All right. You too, buddy. That's Rob Thomas. Always fun. It's funny. We'll talk with Anya Esther. She's coming up too. I want to get her thoughts about the Oscars. Maybe Anya will indulge me a little bit more with the fashion than Rob did, but I'm not really a fashion guy. I'm kind of jeans and t-shirts, but oh my gosh, some of those clothes. And I never feel more like a Midwesterner than I do when I watch the Oscars. And I'm just like, what? Like, the only place people would wear clothes like that is to an award show where there's, you know, no chance they'll get beat up. It's crazy. Conrad, do you own anything outlandish like that?
I just think we just need to follow John Cena's attire.
There is now a dress code. All right. Very good. All right. So coming up, we are going to talk about my guest tonight, who had to cancel at the last minute, Roger Rittenhouse. Very funny guy. We'll push him to next Tuesday. Really funny stuff from Roger coming up next on a stand-up special he did years ago that I think you guys will enjoy. And then Anya Esther at the bottom of the hour. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat
or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
TV. You know, the one thing this show has done for me is I already watched a lot of movies. My background is movies, writing them primarily, but it's made me watch more. This is the first year, I think, that I watched that many movies right before the Oscars, just so I could talk about them. Like, I always watched them in the past, but I kind of did it at my leisure. But it was fun to have a deadline this year because I knew we'd be talking about it on the show and I'd have awesome entertainment reporters, critics on to discuss. And in a few minutes, we'll be joined by another writer, and we will get her take on what she thought about the Oscars. And Conrad, what do we have any more Ben Chan news?
I don't believe so.
Pull up something here. We got to figure this out because I want to know. Maybe Christy could call in. We need an update. 12 minutes ago, it says he had a comeback victory. Apparently, this is from the WBAY News website. It said he had a come from behind victory, and I'm trying to figure out like what. By $1, Ben Chan draws first blood in Jeopardy Tournament of Champions.
Wow.
I don't know what that is. That sounds like he crushed. Game one of the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. This is from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Proved a thrilling come from behind victory for the St. Norbert College philosophy professor from Green Bay, who has spoiled viewers with his no-sweat runaway wins. This time around, it was a little more roller coastery to get there, but still arms up high at the end, because he does his raise-the-roof dance, I guess. Chan had a narrow lead of just $200 on Troy Meyer, a music executive from Tampa, Florida, after the first round. By the end of Double Jeopardy, he trailed both Meyer and Yogesh Rout, I hope I'm saying that right, the psychologist from Vancouver, Washington. It was Chan with 10,000, Rout with 15,600, and Meyer with 22,000. But thanks to a correct answer in Final Jeopardy and some savvy wagering, he finished with 15,601, beating his opponent by $1. How can we watch this? You think it'll be on YouTube?
Yeah, I hope there's like a replay of otherwise I think there's the Game Show Network. Maybe he'll be on there as a replay.
Maybe. I don't really know much about the Game Show Network. I didn't know they did that. Game two, it says, is Wednesday. So I cut the cord years ago. I might have to actually get cable just so I can watch Ben. That sounds like a really cool thing. So good luck to Ben tomorrow night, and congrats on what he accomplished tonight. That's really exciting. So let's pivot here. My guest tonight at 8:35 was supposed to be Roger Rittenhouse. He had a family situation. Everybody's okay, but he had to bow out at the last minute. But Roger is one of my favorite stand-up comedians of all time, and I worked with him on a show called Sports Soup. We were both staff writers and watched sports and wrote jokes with three or four other people. It's a lot of fun. And Roger will be here next week. Anya Esther is coming in out of the bullpen in just a few minutes. But I wanted to play a little teaser of Roger's stand-up. So hopefully you guys will come back and listen to Roger next Tuesday as well. But go ahead and play that, Conrad.
Well, my friends are having kids too, which is kind of depressing. My friend just had a 13-pound baby, which is just wrong. Man, you look in the crib, there's a man. That's. Then you gotta pretend like it's cute, you know? It's boy. That's something you got there. Hey, can I have his old shoes? Hey, you want to hold him? Yeah, spot me. That's what I want. How do you tell someone they have an ugly baby? That's hard. And so that's what happens when you feed sea monkeys hamburger. Well. Oh, man. Oh, I love children, though. I really do. No, that's just the beer talking. But, Boy, last night, I met a cute little number last night, which, if you number them, I have to, because I'm a serial killer. But, of course, I just enjoy the travel. And it's great to be back in Canada. Boy, I, oh. I do love Canada. I have a friend up here, one of those hockey, macho hockey fans, you know, just goes for the fight. Am I right? You just go for the hockey fan. That's the kind of person that watches a presidential speech just in case there's a sniper. Big baseball fan, too, which, you know, I try to watch it, but I have a pulse. Man, if baseball were any slower, it'd be farming. That's...
That's Roger Rittenhouse. He'll be here next Tuesday. Conrad, we got a couple minutes. Play the rest of that. Play a little more Roger for us.
Boy, I mean, at Pizza Hut the other day, which and the people next to me are eating that Meat Lover's pizza, which, man, that's five meats, extra cheese, and bacon. I'm no heart specialist, but that should come with a rib spreader. Take it. Now they got the Bigfoot pizza. How fat are you, ladies and gentlemen? You're eating that. You're experimenting with your body, aren't you? Hey, I got a pretty good-sized gut, but let's see what this baby can do. Hey, I think a butt in the front would look hot and sassy. Hey, maybe some little butts on the knees. I'm not kidding. Oh, it's not like I want to live forever, though. I don't. Boy, you want my grandmother, by the way, who's a beautiful woman, just turned 100 years old, which, boy, you want to live to be 100? No, of course you don't. It looks good on paper. Man, when I saw her, she was eating a puzzle. I mean, that's not... Maybe that was the wrong gift, but, you know, at 100... Big party, too, if it's a party, you want to call it a party. Like 100 candles on the birthday cake, which, just take her word for it. I mean, to put that out, she'd have to fall on it. That's really... Come on. If I'm ever 100, you just use a candle for every year you think I have left. You know, that way. Thank you. Won't have to wear the welding hood, and that's the important thing. Then they got those products when you're old. Have you seen that recliner that has that cushion that pushes you to your feet? You can't get out of a chair. Well, maybe you don't need to get up. Hey, what's next? Hey, it's a bed with a lid on it.
That is Roger Rittenhouse. We had to move him to next week, but join us next week on Tuesday. He's a very funny guy and a great interview. He writes for comedians like Larry the Cable Guy, D.L. Hewley, just a phenomenal joke writer, as you just heard there. So we have Anya Esther coming up in a few minutes. It is James Taylor's birthday today. James Taylor wrote one of my favorite songs ever called Fire and Rain. Conrad, let's go out with some Fire and Rain if we can do that, I think, before we hit the break. And when we come back, we'll have more Oscar talk with Civic Media's own Anya Esther. And we'll read some more of your text too. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. ABC News can project President Biden and former President Trump will win their party's primaries tonight in Georgia and Mississippi. There's also a primary in Washington and a Republican caucus in Hawaii. With the delegates he's won so far, Mr. Biden is also now the presumptive Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden making it official. Democratic voters really didn't have many options in this primary process, but he ended up clinching about as quickly as he could have.
ABC's political director Rick Klein. President Biden with the president and prime minister of Poland at the White House today, saying the nations are in lockstep on defense aid to Ukraine.
Because as Poland remembers, Russia won't stop at Ukraine. Putin will keep going, putting Europe